Thank you for contacting Electrify America. Personal information collected during this call will be used in accordance with our privacy statement, which can be found on our website at www.electrifyamerica.com/privacy. For training and quality assurance purposes, calls to and from our center may be monitored or recorded. If you need help using a charger, press 1. If you have billing or receipt questions, press 2. If you are calling from a dealership with questions about the chargers at your store, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 4. To repeat these options, press 9.
Thank you for calling Electrify America. This is Amy speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, Amy. This is Girish. Good morning, first of all. I'm calling from India. Okay, I'm a market researcher, basically, at BIS Market Research. Okay, my project name is EV Fast Charging. So I'm looking for some insights of these EV fast chargers. Is there anyone who can give me some insights about it?
What type of questions do you have?
It's about EV chargers. What type of EV chargers, by charging power, with charging power, EV chargers, EV fast chargers are mostly used in USA, you can say, or which are the top players, how Electrify America is tackling its challenges, what are the opportunities in EV fast charging installations at USA particularly, like this.
So do you mean the 150 kilowatt or 350 kilowatt chargers?
Right.
Yeah, so, Electrify America has mostly the 150 kilowatt CCS chargers, but a lot of the stations do have 350 kilowatt CCS chargers. Mm-hmm. And then every site will have one 50 kilowatt CHAdeMO, the CHAdeMO connector. And that those will always be the 50 kilowatts. So I would say that the main type is 150 kilowatt with the CCS plug type. Is that what you're looking for?
Okay. Yes, right. Basically, my market segments are divided into less than 100 kilowatt, and the second one is 100 to 200 kilowatt, and the last one is greater than above 200 kilowatts. So from your point of view, which particular segment will hold a large market share or substantial amount of market share out of 100%?
With the 350 kilowatt charger, any vehicle that has a CCS plug type can still charge at that one because they will all communicate with the vehicle and adjust to the vehicle's charging speed. So it wouldn't be, people will gravitate towards the 350 kilowatt charger even if their vehicle can't charge that fast yet. So. I would say, going forward, the 350 chargers will be the ones that will be put in, more. But it's kind of, future-proof, waiting on the vehicle technology to all catch up to that charging speed.
Okay. As of now, till date, let's say there are 10 EV fast chargers players in the U.S. So how do you see, how will you rank your company out of 10? Where will be your company's position?
I think we're pretty much near the top as far as fast charging goes. We're leading in fast charging. I think we have the most stations with the 350 kilowatt, capacity chargers. And then our network is expanding, very rapidly. So we may not have the absolute most chargers. I think probably Tesla has that, the most superchargers out there. But we're growing very quickly and definitely specializing in fast charging. So we will have the most chargers that can accommodate, with the CCS plug type, the most, vehicles, with fast charging. So I would say we're pretty much near the top on that one.
Okay, from your point of view, what are the challenges your company is facing for installation of fast chargers in USA particularly?
So with the installation,
I'm not sure. Or any growth challenges?
Yeah, so I can't really say why it's not growing faster, you mean? Or like what would be holding it back from growing faster?
Yes,
That I'm not sure. It does seem like there are a lot of stations out there that are upcoming stations that the location is in place and the chargers are set up, and sometimes it will take a good 6 months, probably even almost to a year for the charger to actually go live. So that I don't know what holds it back from there, because the location will be set and the chargers will be built, the station will be built, but then it takes longer for the actual station to go live. But I'm not sure as to why that is.
Okay.
I don't know.
There are different connector types in the market, like CHAdeMO, like you are also you mentioned, like CCS and supercharger connectors are there also. And what about GBT connectors in USA? The Chinese connector, do they have any sales?
So the only connectors that I'm aware of are the J1772, which is kind of the universal sort of that will work with the CHAdeMO or the CCS, but it's for the slow charging, for the level 2 charging, and that's also what the home chargers are. So aside from the J1772, there's just the CCS, the CHAdeMO, and then the Tesla. So I'm not aware of another connector or plug type in the United States. I don't, if it exists, I have not heard of it.
Okay, CCS connector types are growing substantially, am I right? Compared to other connector types, if you compare it.
Why is it basically only CCS? I hope it's because it would be a lot easier for there to be one universal plug type, because it's frustrating, especially when the infrastructure is not quite there yet for a vehicle to arrive at a charging station to realize that they don't have the correct plug type to charge there. Hopefully they're moving over to the CCS. Most vehicles besides the Teslas, the only ones that do not use CCS are a Nissan Leaf and the Kia Soul, which you don't see as many of. The Nissan Leaf is very popular, but those are the only ones that use that, CHAdeMO plug type. Everything else is CCS, besides Tesla.
Hello, am I audible?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yep, I'm still here.
Hello?
Yep, hello? If you'd like, I can try and give you a call right back. It seems like we have a bad connection. Can you still hear me?